This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
A company always on the run, a destiny. Oh, it's the rising sun. I was born a shotgun in my hands. Behind the gun, I'll make my final stand. Yeah, and that's why they call me Bad Company.
Hey everybody, it's Friday, July 22nd, 2013, all around the Republic, and here on RBN, you're on the air with me, Pat the Patriot, on the Always Vigilant Hour. Tell you what, I didn't get much sleep last night. I don't know why. We were at the fire hall for a long time, and then literally my wife's upset. I mean, she has every right to be over what's going on. I mean, for those of you that don't know, her dad passed away, and her family situation is kind of interesting, to say the least. And it's definitely got her torn up, which, I mean, I can completely understand. And then as soon as we got home from the fire hall and I went to sleep, my pager went off, and I'm outside the response area right now, so it's kind of like, whatever. But it woke me back up as soon as I had gone to sleep, so that's always fun. Hold up a second. But anyway, today we are going to be talking about prepper concerns for single moms. We're also going to be talking about your basic first aid kit for your house. So my wife Indy's going to call in here in a little bit, and we're going to discuss those things because the first aid thing is kind of her forte, her expertise level. And all week long we've been trying to get to this subject to finish off our prepper discussion that we've been having this past week. But I guess just with everything else going on, and then yesterday, because of our resident chucklehead here in Pennsylvania, which is still blowing up to be an issue, I just don't get why people can't see through it. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense to me. And on top of it, somebody today posted the fact that they're begging for money for ammunition, they're begging for money for the supposed police department, and he goes out and blows through all the ammunition money, blows through, all the fully automatic weapons they have and everything else, and people continue to support the guy. I mean, it really doesn't make sense to me. But whatever. But anyway, back to our prepper discussion. Last Friday we started talking about what the absolute basic, bare level essentials you needed in a bug out bag. And then we continued on with what you should have in your house, some of the food sources you can be using, MREs versus freeze dried versus canned goods, all of that. And then we discussed what you should have in your vehicle and bug out vehicles. And, we touched on a lot of good key points this past week. We touched on how, you know, you can have all of the tools in your toolbox, but unless you know how to use them, it doesn't do you any good, I guess you could say. So, you know, like we always touch about on Friday, you really need to go get your training. You know, that's definitely a thing you really need to be working on. And do me a favor and don't go pay somebody to do your training that all they can do is pull the trigger on a full automatic weapon and not actually do a magazine change or anything. So, anyway, I'm waiting for Indy to call in so we can get going with our first aid discussion. And I think she is currently in the bathroom or something, but if she could call in. And but anyway, we have a basic list of what needs to go in a first aid kit, I guess you could say, and, you know, what the bare minimum you should have is. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff people don't think about, really, I guess, when they first start getting into the prepping and the first aid. And, I mean, obviously, like, you need a decent first aid kit for your house. I mean, this isn't even to talk about your squad-level first aid kits and your medic bags, your IFAX. We've sort of talked about that stuff before on this show. But, you know, there's some stuff that you should basically have in bare minimum first aid kit for your house, let alone for your, for the rest of your, I guess, the rest of your prepping reasons. You know, you're going to want a decent squad-level first aid kit if you're working as an infantry soldier or you're working as a militia soldier. But, you know, we're going to start, I guess people don't think about the first aid injuries they can have around the house. But heck, the other night at the fire hall when we were all working in the kitchen, there was at least two injuries, I think, just working in the kitchen. You know, and it happens all the time where, you know, you don't really think something's going to happen until you need it. And then everybody buys those little tiny kits. You know, we go to Walmart and you buy those little, like, anyway, we got Indy on the line now. And Indy, are you there?
Yeah.
But, you know what, why don't we go into it? You know, I tell people all the time that the little tiny first aid kit from the Walmart or Family Dollar or whatever is not really going to do them any good because, you know, a lot of stuff people just don't think about, you know what I mean, until something actually happens, I guess you could say. You know, I have a list here of basic first aid stuff that I think really belongs in the absolute bare minimum first aid kit. So let me run down that, and I'll see what you have to say to add to it. But obviously, this is a basic, I mean, this is your absolute bare minimum that should be, you know, under your kitchen cabinet or in your bathroom or whatever. You know, it should be in a well-labeled metal box. You know, I mean, you can go to, a lot of times at flea markets and farmers markets and stuff like that, they have empty metal first aid boxes. You know, it doesn't matter if it's from 1950. It might actually be kind of cool to put in an old metal box. But one of the things you're going to need is obviously Band-Aids of all sizes. And you should probably have those knuckle bandages in there, too. They make a specific bandage for your knuckle, especially working around your house. You know, you're going to bang your knuckles up all the time. You want a lot of 4x4 gauze pads, and those are like nonstick gauze pads. You want 4x4 dressing bandages. Now, what's the difference between those, Beck, with a dressing bandage and a gauze pad?
A dressing bandage is just like a rolled gauze.
Okay. Gotcha. And then you're going to want 2-inch dressing rolls. You're going to want like your rolled Carolex, I guess, in 2 inches. You're going to want a good thing of medical tape. I recommend the waterproof medical tape. And get the good, like, real sticky medical tape. Don't get that junk that Johnson & Johnson makes. Who is it that makes? Is it Cured, Becky, that makes the really good, like, sticky, like, industrial stuff?
3M makes the best.
Okay, well, there you go. So get the 3M. Don't get, like, Johnson & Johnson has this real thin stuff that comes in a plastic roll with a cutter on it. You don't want that. It doesn't stick to save its life. You're going to want cotton balls. You're going to want Q-tips. They work great for applying medication, too. You're going to want alcohol pads, and they or a 16-ounce bottle of isopropyl alcohol for cleaning wounds. You're also going to want povidone iodine wipes. Or what else is there, Beck? There's povidone iodine. What are the other wipes that are like iodine? They're Ben. What do you use all the time? You use them in horses too. What the hell's the name of the chemical?
Povidone iodine.
Yeah, but isn't there another one too? It starts with a B.
No, that's the only one I've ever used.
All right, never mind. Maybe I'm losing my mind. You're gonna want antimicrobial wipes. And, you know, basically they're just to clean your hands off and all that. You're going to want a 16-ounce bottle of hydrogen peroxide. You're going to want a 16-ounce bottle of sterile water. On that note, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we will get back to the bare minimum of a first aid kit for your house here on the Always Vigilant Hour.
Before a following scene, she was making for the trades on the outside.